I rarely start the show off with some professional wrestling news.
Oh, Jake's going to be happy.
I know one person in here is a huge, huge wrestling fan.
Yeah.
But maybe the main reason that we don't ever talk about it is because normally on these days, we're so freaking late.
Oh, no.
So sorry, jabronis. Yes. It ain't WWE. It's WCII. Which clip is it?
Jake watched.
I thought for sure it was going to be news I didn't care about.
We have two viral sound bites and only enough time now to play one of them, so let's get right to your choices. Your first option is a 39-second clip that you guys keep passing on for some reason. It's an ultra-talented, up-and-coming J-pop band doing the happiest, most uplifting version of the Rick Roll you've ever heard.
I've wanted to listen to it. It's just the other clip has always been better.
Yeah.
Or you're going to go with option two, a 24-second clip of a mom asking her 4-year-old daughter, who drew on the walls of their house? And the girl ain't having it. So it's time to vote. We doing J-pop sensation or living room desecration?
Oh.
Alexis.
Living room desecration.
Okay.
J-pop sensation.
All right. Oh. Jose.
No, I hate it when it comes to me.
Who are we listening to?
They both sound uplifting and cute, but I gotta go with the kiddos.
Nah.
Let's go desecration.
Sorry, all right. You've spoken. Let's hear the sound of a mom asking her 4-year-old daughter who drew on the walls of their house.
I see some marker on my wall. Who did it?
The mystery bandage.
Who?
The mystery bandage.
The mystery bandit?
Yeah.
Look at me.
The mystery bandage.
So that's who did it, not you?
No.
Are we certain?
No.
Should I check the videotape?
No.
Why not?
Because I love you.
Okay, kid. You're off the hook.
I think J-pop would have been better than that.
I think so, too.
No, you like the Mr. Bandit.
Okay. We're never going to get those seconds back because that was which clip is it? I'm Jeff, Big Boy Undies DeBow. Let's get into your shock collar question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out. See who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment's to be shocked while you sing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
Brooke, Break Room Riot Fox.
All right, Brooke. We're going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
We're getting close to Halloween, so today's shock is all about candy.
Ooh, okay, give it to me.
Back in the Korean War, American troops were running low on ammunition and radioed in for a supply of 60-millimeter mortars, codenamed Tootsie Rolls.
Oh.
The operator didn't have a code sheet that told him what a Tootsie Roll was, but he knew it was urgent, so he called in the order. Soon, pallets of actual Tootsie Roll candies were airdropped from the sky.
Oh, no.
And while the Tootsie Rolls weren't the ammunition they were looking for, they did provide nourishment for the troops and also did one practical thing to help the soldiers last longer on the battlefield. What was it?
Oh, man.
Practical.
If I was a soldier and that was happening, I would be like, quick, get back on the radio and ask for Eggs Benedict.
Yeah. Oh, I need a bunch of lobsters on the fly. Yeah. I got some more going here. Drop them already cooked. Yeah. Steam with butter.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm thinking of the shape of Tootsie Rolls. Like, could it have been used for, like, earplugs?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, or...
So you don't hear any of the enemy sneaking up on you.
Well, just, if you're firing a gun, you want some earplugs.
That's true.
Brooke, when you said plug, it made me think, what if, because the consistency of a Tootsie Roll, you can mold it.
Yeah.
What if they used it if there was, like, a bullet hole to, like, fill cracks in, like, machines or,
you know,
like, almost like a putty.
Oh, yeah.
It is very malleable, right?
Yeah. I don't know what that word means.
I was thinking,
I don't have malaria.
Sort of similar. It could be used as a plug to go into the tip of the barrel of the gun to keep it waterproof.
Is that what they do?
It doesn't seem right to me.
I think guns would be waterproof already. They're like
they're
steel.
Not waterproof, but...
No, that's a really important thing. In the military, you're supposed to keep your guns dry.
Dry.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That could be it. You're right.
So like, I'm thinking more practical, like if they flattened it, right? You're flattening a Tootsie Roll. Mm-hmm. What if you used it just for blisters on your feet?
Makeshift Band-Aid?
Totally, like padding in your shoes so that you weren't...
Working. Now, let's think of one more thing. The wrapper is made of wax. Maybe they could melt the wax and use it somehow, too.
Well, it's not totally made of wax. It's just paper that's covered in wax. Maybe, I don't think they'd be able to melt the whole thing.
Maybe they use it to start a fire.
Seriously, maybe.
Let's get the question one more time.
Quickly.
During the Korean War, one Marine division was under heavy fire when they radioed in asking for Tootsie Rolls, which was code for ammunition. But a miscommunication brought them candy instead. Thinking quickly, they used the chocolates in a practical fashion, which allowed them to continue fighting. Besides eating them, what did the soldiers use the Tootsie Rolls for?
What about leaving a trail of Tootsie Rolls and the enemy goes into a booby trap?
Oh. I just see a cartoon. Oh, another one. Oh, there's another one.
Oh, how'd I get in this cage?
Or what if they just gave them to the enemies and said, hey, guys.
Maybe. You know, wait, though. It's not a bad idea. What if they were in a city and they needed to use the people's homes, and so they gave the candy to the family.
The kids in the neighborhood or the people
people
were there.
People want Tootsie Rolls, though? No.
They don't
to come inside and be like, come back with something better.
I mean, it's always awesome to bring, like, candy, American candy especially.
Yeah,
like
they wouldn't have had it.
When you travel abroad, like, I sometimes carry candy with me, depending on where I am, to, like, give to kids or whatever.
What's creepy?
That's really
creepy. No, it's not. It's a cool thing to do. I promise.
Okay.
Very normal right.
Bribe foreign children. Yeah.
Right. What a horrible example of a North American candy. It's like here.
What about for a more functional purpose? Like, what if they stuck the Tootsie Rolls behind their ear so they could keep the helmet on?
Like their helmets didn't fit them correctly?
Yeah, like the helmets are kind of loose.
No, I mean, off of movies, all I can say is they're always flying, helmets are always flying off.
I know. So,
they're running.
Stick them on there.
I'm tied between blisters and giving them to families in Korea so that they could use their homes.
Very specific.
Is it too specific?
I don't know. Maybe it isn't.
I'm going to go with blisters.
Good answer.
When encountering enemy fire in the Korean mountains, the 1st Marine Division of the American Army was running low on bullets, but they had a large supply of Tootsie Rolls due to a code word miscommunication. With their tanks badly damaged, they realized if you warmed up the Tootsie Rolls in your mouth, they became pliable, but once they hit the cold air, they would freeze. Because of this, they would be able to cover up bullet holes in their vehicles and continue fighting.
You're right, Jose. You're right.
Oh, man. Wow. Dang it.
Well, we didn't get it right, and somebody wanted to hear the Ghostbusters theme by Ray Parker Jr.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood,
Who
are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Thanks, Jose. If there's something weird and it don't look good, who are you going to call?
The plumber!
I'm afraid no ghosts. Okay.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.